David's day of rejoicing had finally come. It was the culmination of David's hopes and dreams for the worship of God. The Ark of the Covenant had finally arrived in Jerusalem. We read about it in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And if music had previously been occasionally used in the worship of God, it now became a major part of it. There was music, and much of it. There was singing, and oh, what singing! The song he used to dedicate the tent that housed the ark was from three different psalms. Now, the song of Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 32 was to be recited for teaching and guidance purposes, as well as for the worship of God. And David wrote songs not only for worship, but for prayer, for deeper insight, for teaching, and for testimony. At the opening of this temporary Jerusalem temple, there was worship, testimony, and teaching in one mighty triumph song. There were singers and musicians, and the congregation must have made the skies resound. There were wind instruments, string instruments, and percussion ones too. David would be at home in many modern church services. The Methodists, who loved their singing and are responsible for many hymns and songs, were cautious about the use of musical instruments. But 100 or so years after the Methodist revival, the Salvation Army came along and was singing the songs of Zion while marching through the streets of England, their brass bands playing at full throttle. Should it be a cappella or cantata, with music or without? John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, was asked what he thought of musical instruments in church. He said that he didn't mind that if they were there, but as long as they were neither seen nor heard. What difference does it make? A cappella or cantata? Does God have a preference? There are no statements in the scripture banning the use of musical instruments in worship. God did not condemn David or Miriam while they were using them in praise. The psalmist said, "Praise him with trumpets, praise him with harps and lyres, praise him with drums and dancing, praise him with harps and flutes, praise him with cymbals, praise him with the loud cymbals." Should the worship in the New Covenant be more somber than the worship of during the Old Covenant? I think not. Yet, there is no doubt that some forms of present-day services are working up a disco fever rather than experience of the genuine presence of God the Holy Spirit. There will often be clashes between musicians and the minister. Johann Sebastian Bach had differences with his pastor regarding the music. His minister felt the music was too complex for the singers, and he was probably right. Music should take us to the entrance of the holy. Only our whole being in worship, can take us to the throne room of God. As Jesus said to the woman of Samaria, "But the hour is coming, and now is here, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as those to worship him." There is no song that is sufficient, nor music profound enough to take us to that place of holiness. David knew the secret when he said, "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name," he said in Psalm 86. It was not just music for praise or for worship. It was to open hearts to receive from God, prophecies to encourage, to guide and enlighten the people. In 1 Chronicles and chapter 25, it says, David and the army commanders appointed the sons of Asaph to serve as prophets with lyres, harps, and cymbals. David was always dependent on the power and presence of the Holy Spirit. This was not just to enact the law of the Lord, to sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins. This tent temple and the whole of the service was to meet and hear from God. He was a charismatic king, not only in the natural sense, but in the spiritual. When Amos, those hundreds of years later, preached against the use of light-hearted music, he said that David was a musical improviser. He was not just jazzing things up. He was seeking to lift his heart to the Lord. He wanted to be on a higher level. He was spontaneous in his worship. And so may we be too, spontaneous, worshiping the Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you.